Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Do you accept it? Praise the name of the Lord. We accept it, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, he touched me. Hallelujah. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something has happened, and now I know he touched me and made me. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you believe that with all your heart? Just sing it to him. Yes, Lord. He touched me, Lord Jesus.
Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something has happened. And now.
Praise the lovely name of the Lord Jesus. Has it been revealed to you? Has that seed fallen into that prepared ground? And you grab a hold of it. It cannot fail. It has to happen. If it has happened, then become fearless. Fearless in your testimony. Yes. Tonight, you cut off Satan's head. Amen. You cut it off. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Said that F-A-I-T-H on the outside. J-E-S-U-S on the inside of Y-O-U. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a finished work, church. It's done. Amen, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
His name.
Thank you, Lord.
Is one. Wonderful.
His name is wonderful.
His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master. Shepherd, the rock of all
Fail us, Lord Jesus, for us to express what you have done for us, Lord. For this message tonight, Lord Jesus, that you predestinated to be played tonight for your bride around the world, Lord. Truly, that faith seed has fallen into that prepared ground, Lord Jesus, like it never has before, Lord. And it has already taken root, Lord, because it's your word. There was a group that didn't believe it, but your bride believes it. Amen. Your bride accepts it, Lord Jesus. Amen. And we're acting upon it, Lord. Because your word cannot fail, Lord. We thank you and praise you tonight, Lord Jesus, for that great revelation that you give us in this last day, Lord. To hear you bring it to our remembrance tonight, Lord Jesus, as you spoke through your messenger, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for being in our midst, Lord, as we fill your Holy Spirit with us right here, right now, Lord. Thank you that we grabbed a hold of it, Lord, and we're not going to let go. Amen. And now truly it's pulsating within our hearts, Lord Jesus. Yes. It's your word living inside of your bride, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Father, bless and be with us, Lord, and draw us closer to you, Lord. And may that word, Lord, live within our life. That, Lord, so others can see that life, Lord. And, Father, that we become salty, that they would become thirsty and see Jesus Christ living in us. Father, you're coming for your bride, and we believe it's very soon, Lord. It could even be tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, we're so close, Lord. We feel it, Lord. We feel you're coming, Lord. You're already on your way, Lord Jesus. Amen. The shout has went forth to call out your bride. Your bride has been sitting in the presence of that word, the Son, making ourselves ready, Lord. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Let us put on that wedding garment, Lord, and meet you in the air, Lord Jesus. and go to that great wedding supper, Lord. Your bride loves you, and we adore you, Lord Jesus. To us, your name is wonderful. Amen.
Oh, his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages,
as we're being seated. Just bow your heads. As we enjoy His great presence, the being with us, as we tell Him that we love Him and adore Him. Do you love Him and adore Him tonight with all that's inside of your heart? Has that really anchored in your heart tonight? Has there been a difference tonight? Has what you ask Him for, do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you believe it, church, with all your heart, that what you've asked Him for, that you're going to receive it?
Amen.
We accept it, Lord Jesus. You see their hands. You see into their hearts. They are believing it, Lord. They're accepting it, Lord, by faith. They truly can never be the same from this night forward because something has happened in their heart, Lord. You place that faith in their heart. We can't manufacture it, Lord. You've got to give it to us. And tonight we believe that you give it to us, Lord. We love you and adore you, Lord Jesus. And your name is wonderful to us. Bless and be with us now, Lord, as we go forward to this communion service. May our minds go back to that day at Calvary, Lord, that you became us, that we could become you. A representation, Lord, of a great wedding supper that we're going to be in very soon, Lord.
Amen.
But Father, the communion is healing. And you've healed us tonight.
Amen.
You give us the desire of our heart, whatever we've asked for.
Amen.
We believe it and we accept it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. bless you. We turn the service back to Brother Branham.
While their ushers are the deacons are coming with the table of the Lord, we're going to sing to him, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins," while we make ready for the communion just in a moment. And the ushers will come forth, or the deacons, and bring the communion table while we're singing this. There is a chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 23rd verse, St. Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and he said, Take and eat, this is my body which was broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. Now, in obedience to this great commandment given here by St. Paul, let us just remember this, that we are guilty, that some way and somehow the best of us are guilty before God, because it is written of our Lord Jesus Christ, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." So we can only be perfect through our faith in his shed blood, for there's not one thing we can do to help ourselves. We have to trust in his mercy. So I shall pray for you that God will forgive you for all your unworthiness. And will you pray for me that God will forgive me for my unworthiness, for we're approaching the table of the Lord. We will pray silent one for the other. Grant this our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen. Representing the body of Jesus Christ, this kosher bread. And take bread. and break it, gave to his disciples, and said, take ye and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, look down upon the sons of man and forgive our sins as we in penance bow before thee. Unworthy creatures we are, and when we see the price that God paid for our sins by sending his Son, made in likeness of sinful flesh, and his precious body, I see the nail scars in his hands, in his feet, the thorn marks in his head, the pierced under his precious heart. This was all done for my sins, in the sins of my people. This, Lord, we repent of our sins. This bread represents that broken body which we're to take in remembrance of him. O Father God, sanctify this kosher bread for that purpose. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Like manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the blood of the New Testament. This do in remembrance of me, for as often as you drink it, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, and author of good life, the eternal life, the only life. Father God, we give to you this fruit of the vine, which we remember in your great, sacred, precious heart. As you, that night, knew that you were leaving your loved ones, you called them aside and took the supper, and said to them, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine, till I drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom. We are looking forward to that day that when we shall drink this with you anew in the kingdom of God, that great and noble night that shall come when the wedding supper will spread across the skies. We shall stand there redeemed by the blood that this grapes represent. O God, sanctify this kosher wine to its intended purpose to represent the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may everyone that partakes of this bread and wine, may they receive divine strength, health, heal their sickness, forgive their sins, Lord. Heal my sickness and forgive my sins. And make us thy people, thy servants. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
The remains will be burnt before the dawn of a new day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, that he come from God and went to God, he rises from the supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answering said unto him, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but ye are clean every whit. Ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garment, and sat down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you.
Let us bow our heads. I want to ask our brother Paul Branham if he'd come forward and dismiss us for the foot washing service.
Let us bow our heads. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, what an honor it is to be able to stand here, dear Lord, after hearing your prophet speak to us, dear Lord, the dissolver of doubts, dear Lord, speaking through his lips, dear Lord. Oh, I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that we all received a revelation tonight, dear Lord, and especially those, Heavenly Father, who had the needs, the sicknesses, the things, dear Lord, that upon their heart, I pray, dear Lord, that the revelation of what they need will come true this evening, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, I look so forward to hearing the testimony of Brother Jones. Heavenly Father, I look forward to seeing Brother Eplin walk back down the aisles, dear Lord, and let me sit there and watch him dismiss the people, Father. Please be with our brother. Dear Lord, there's so many out there looking for these same healings, dear Lord. And dear Lord, the healings have already happened. The revelation just has to come, Father, that it's theirs. And I pray you give it to them. And I look forward to the many baby dedications, dear Lord, that I pray will be here to see and enjoy. And Heavenly Father, please bless our brother Joseph. Thank you so much for him, Father. Our Joshua, Father, I just pray you'd strengthen him. Sitting there watching him tonight, dear Lord, he loves us. He prays for every one of us as we take communion, dear Lord. And I pray that we'll return the favor, dear Lord, and continue to hold him up in prayer. For it's a hard thing that he's doing, dear Lord, but that's what he was called to do, and we heard that tonight. Bless him, Father. And dear Lord, as we go now, we thank you for meeting us here and communing with us, Father. And I pray as we go back to wash each other's feet, dear Lord, that, dear Lord, we'll look at that brother or sister in front of us, dear Lord, as we're kneeling on our knees and realize that it's a son or daughter of God. It's not just someone we're washing their feet, dear Lord. It's you. It's part of you. It's part of your body. We thank you for this opportunity. Ask you to go with us tonight after we leave, journeying mercies back to our homes, and a blessed week, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you for all things, in the name above all name, Lord Jesus Christ.
God richly bless you. Did you enjoy your red letter night?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. The deacons would dismiss you for foot washing. God bless you.
Ghost and power for service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. One of them.